You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. An Ann Arbor-based author is trying to publish an e-book that will take a look at why people are driving less, the decline of the car culture, environmental concerns, the impact that shifting car culture will have on American car makers, things like that. The author is Mickey Maynard, a contributor to Forbes magazine and a former New York Times Detroit bureau chief. Ms. Maynard's been kind enough to stop by to talk a little bit about her book. Mickey, thanks for joining me.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, your book is titled Curbing Cars, Rethinking How We Get Around. So why write this particular book?
The first idea that I got about this subject came in 2009 when I wrote a car section cover story for the Times about why people were giving up their cars. I was hearing story after story of people deciding to go without a car, even people in suburbia, and just get by with this new idea of hourly rentals called Zip Cars. And some people were shifting over to taking public transportation, like AATA, the ride, and other people were just using their own 2 feet. You know, there are some health concerns that cause people to want to get out and walk. So I kept gathering material for it, and just a few weeks ago, the University of Michigan came out with a study showing that driving across the country has dropped 5% since 2004. So I had originally thought this was related to the recession, and it turns out that the trend has been going on for almost 10 years.
Now, you plan to explore four major themes in the book, sounds like?
Right. So the four major topics that we're looking at is obviously the economic reasons why. And I thought this had been recession related. It's cost related. So the average price of a new car is now about $31,125. Mm-hmm. I paid $5,200 for my first car. So, I mean, that's just literally six times what I paid for my new car 20 some years ago. So the cost of owning a car has really never been higher for some people because you have to factor in insurance, maintenance, parking. Zipcar, which is the hourly rental company, estimates if you live in a city and use one of their cars just the way you'd use a car, you will save over $500 a month in an urban area where you have to factor in the high cost of parking. So we're looking at the cost of owning vehicles and what that's doing to this. Also, people's personal wealth has declined because of the recession, and a car is a way you can save money in a family. And then another issue that we're looking at is the umbrella of social trends, but also mainly why teens are not getting their driver's licenses. It's fewer than 30% of teenagers have a license by the time they're 16. And U of M actually just did another study that asked over 600 teens, why haven't you gotten a license? And there are a couple of reasons that they cite, which are, you know, I don't have the time. I don't have time to go to driver's ed. I can't afford to operate a car. And you know, teenagers are having a terrible time finding jobs.
Yes, they are.
And another thing that we're looking at, too, is environmental interests. So lots of people saw An Inconvenient Truth, the movie, and read the book and started thinking, what could I do to reduce my CO2 consumption? And one of the ways that you can reduce that is by not driving as much. And the fourth major area that we'll look at in the book is, what does this all mean for Detroit? What does this mean for the car companies? Because if we're reordering where the automobile fits into our lives, it's going to have some pretty significant implications. I don't see cars going away by any stretch of the imagination,
Sure. But
they're not going to drive us, so to speak, in all of our decision making. If we have other alternatives to transportation, then we might use them one or two days a week, or you work from home and your spouse uses the car when they need to.
This is kind of an interesting situation because you're asking your readers, I guess, to help out in a couple of different ways to make this book a reality. One of them is to contribute to your Kickstarter campaign you have going on. Why go the Kickstarter route to fund the book?
Right. So people would go to Kickstarter.com and look for Curbing Cars, and they'll find our project. One of the reasons that we're doing it this way is that we want to write this story quickly. There are bits and pieces of this story being told all over the place. Probably people are most familiar with the Driving Less survey and the teen driving, but we want to pull it all together. And the nice thing about doing an ebook is that you can do it faster than writing a conventional book. When I wrote my book, The End of Detroit, which some people might be familiar with, I think I turned in the manuscript in April and the book didn't come out until October. And I just don't want to wait that long. Also, people are using Kindles and they're using their mobile devices to read books. And I think we can get the story researched, told, and written much faster than if we had to wait for a conventional publication.
Okay. And it's the research and stuff, I would imagine, that the Kickstarter funding will go toward?
Exactly. So I have to say that I'm not planning a trip to Paris, but Paris is the place where people are the most reliant on the rental bikes. They call it Bixi, and there's one for every 73 people in Paris. And what would be kind of nice to go over and look at that, we're going to go up to Montreal, because Montreal is a great model in North America for a mix of transportation between people love to walk in Montreal. There's terrific surface transportation. They have a subway, and they also have a very active bike sharing system. And the city is actually working all that in together as they do transportation planning. So we want to do that. We want to talk to lots of people about their personal stories and try to make some, you know, make some judgments, come up with some ideas about what's similar among different people.
Okay. Like most Kickstarter campaigns, I imagine you have a goal, and just wondering what your goal is and how you're doing so far.
So our goal is $10,000. I mean, I'm not J.K. Rowling. I'm not trying to write the next Harry Potter.
Nope.
We really don't need that much.
No. We've had plenty, I think.
I think we're about halfway there at this point. Our deadline is Monday, but they always say that people wait until the last minute, just like in public radio. So
sure.
I would love it if people would check out our Curbing Cars page on Kickstarter.com, read over the project. We have some very cool things in addition to the book. You know, just like in public radio, we have mugs, we have t-shirts and hats. And and also, you have ownership of this project. So the cool thing is we have already 75 backers, and we would like to have more. We have to have more. And in return, you get some ownership of having funded this project.
Okay, and Monday's the deadline, so get on it.
Monday at midnight.
Okay. I understand you're also asking folks to kind of share their personal stories on how their car use has changed over the years, too.
There's a way to message me on the Kickstarter page, the Curbing Cars page, and I've been getting notes from all kinds of people sharing their email addresses, their Twitter handles, and I welcome stories, because what we've been hearing is in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in California, in Boston, people are rethinking the way they use transportation all over the country. And it is even people in suburbs. You don't have to think, well, I don't live in one of those East Coast cities. It's rethinking is going on everywhere. So I really encourage people to get in touch with me and share their family stories.
And assuming everything goes according to plan, when will the book be published?
Our goal is February. So we're on a fast track. And then we plan to continue this research, the Curbing Cars Project. It will go on indefinitely, because there just seems to be a great interest in why people are rethinking how they get around.
All right. And as far as finding out more, is Kickstarter.com the best place, probably?
Kickstarter.com. We are on Twitter at Curbing Cars. We have a Facebook page, and we have CurbingCars.com, where you can find all kinds of data about alternatives to automobiles. And we're also still looking at the auto industry and their response to all of these changes.
All right, Mickey, thank you very much for joining me today.
It's such a pleasure. Thank you.
Mickey Maynard is an Ann Arborite who is a contributor to Forbes magazine and also a former Detroit bureau chief for the New York Times. Her forthcoming ebook is titled Curbing Cars, Rethinking How We Get Around.